Josh Knelson is the Reeve of McKenzie County. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. How was 2024, if I may ask, as far as McKenzie County is?
Well, thanks for having me, Keith. It was all right, considering some of the years past. I suppose it was a little slower, though there was definitely some concerning times with the forest fires that continued on in 2024. And the fact that we've had multiple fire seasons, it's definitely something that's a concern.
It may have been a concern, but my question to you, Your Worship, is how well do you think everything was handled as far as that was concerned?
Well, unfortunately, everybody's, I think, kind of gotten more used to having fires, and we've adapted to it to a certain extent. I think the actual handling of the fires was better than what we've seen in the past, quite a bit better. But that being said, it's the fact that our forests are getting burnt that's quite concerning.
How good has been the collaboration between yourself, maybe the town of High Level, the jurisdictions, and the First Nations around, especially with the Dene Ta and the Little Red River Cree Nation, especially when it came to the fires, because they were the hardest hit in the last year or two?
I think good, yeah. Like for most part, that would be that's not overly a municipal thing. That's more the provincial government. But I mean, we help where we can. We assist with whatever needs to be done at the moment. And our communities have obviously welcomed whoever's been forced out of their homes. But it's something that is becoming all too familiar.
However, you do take the other side of the coin, if we can hear, Your Worship, in the sense that, unfortunately, the forests have taken a bit of a hit, but the forest designation that McKenzie County has been bestowed upon, being the forest capital of Canada, and from what I understand, 2024 was the second year in a row that this designation has happened, it's now present.
Yeah, it is, and rightfully so. I mean, there's very few communities in the north, especially McKenzie County, and that includes all the communities and towns within it, that forestry doesn't play a large part of the communities. So, I mean, it's actually 2024, and then it'll be 2025 as well. So, I think it's well deserved. Sometimes we need to take two and just realize that what we do over here is actually pretty cool, and just embrace it for the time being.
Embracing it in the sense that there's a lot of recreating in the forest that happens, and it's not necessarily because of industry.
Well, that too. Like last winter, there was hardly any snow. So this year, with the amount of snow we've had now, we've by far surpassed our total last year. So hopefully we'll see a little bit more recreating too. But no, just the forest capital recognition. I mean, I myself can't take a whole lot of credit. I know Councillor Wardley put a lot of work into making that all happen. So that's good. There's a lot of people that have put a lot of work into that all. But it is like there's very, like I mentioned before, there's very few communities that aren't heavily reliant on the forest industry. So to make sure that everything is done in a sustainable manner is of utmost importance to all.
Did members of McKenzie County attend the RMA convention in Edmonton a few months back?
I believe so. I myself didn't. I couldn't make it this year. I usually go there, but for most part, I believe most of council was there.
From what you understand, Your Worship, how was it? What was discussed? How was the networking done with fellow colleagues, ministers, etc.?
Well, it's always an important time because there's a lot of discussion that takes place and a lot of networking with fellow councillors from different municipalities and then also with members of the government. So each and every time that we go, it's an important part of what we do, and it's something that we look forward to each and every year. There's usually one in spring and then one in fall as well. So it's every time you meet familiar faces, you meet some new people. But it's an important part of what we do.
Peering into the crystal ball here, Your Worship, how do things look for 2025? Do they look bright in McKenzie County?
I believe so. We live in a land of opportunity. With the amount of snow that we've had, hopefully we'll get some more snowpack, and so we need that for obvious reasons, for the fires in the summer, for the crops that grow. And then with hopes of Trudeau sinking his ship by himself, hopefully sooner than later, we can get a common sense government in that can start putting Canadians first and quit putting the hurt to all the citizens. And we can move forward in a positive direction, because there's a lot. We live in the land of opportunity, and we just need to capitalize it. And with help and collaboration with neighbors and different governments, that can all become a reality.
Is the optimism there?
I believe so, absolutely.
Josh Kanelson is the Reeve of McKenzie County. Your Worship, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you.